Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin, and I'm the secretary of the committee, and we're going to be starting the committee meeting right now. And the first thing we have to do is call the roll to establish our quorum, which we will do right now. Please answer up when I call your name. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Sam Agarwal. Nick Arena.
Here.
Chris Corey. Joseph Davis. William Beerwagon. Tony Leon. P.K. McCary.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
Carol Spooner.
Here.
Okay, that's six. That is a quorum for the committee. So we have started the meeting. First thing we'll need to do is set up an agenda. Probably the thing we need to do to start out with is, we'll debate a few things. We should probably start out with the election of officers. Or we can just, you know what, since it's a new one, we'll go around and intro. Hold on one second, hold on. Yeah?
Mayor suggests to postpone the election of officers to next week to make sure we have almost everybody at the meeting. That would be my suggestion.
Yes. Okay. Here's what we can do. I'm going to make a suggestion for starting out the agenda, because we're putting the agenda together right here, right now. So far, what I'm writing down is introductions. We can each introduce ourselves and say hello to the world. Then I would suggest the next item on the agenda be election of chair, then election of secretary, and then, since this will be a main motion for the agenda, Mansoor, you can make a motion to amend that by taking those two out, with the idea that we will do it for next meeting, since we only have a bare quorum this time. What else should we be going on here? The CFO isn't here. Now, I have to say, generally, a lot of what goes on at these meetings is driven by the CFO report, and we don't have the CFO here, so a lot of stuff that frequently goes on isn't going to go on because we're not getting a new report from him. But we can talk about other things. At the end of things would be new business, and is there anything else anybody can think of that we should try to do at this meeting?
Well, this is Carol Spooner.
Yeah?
Hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Yes, we hear you.
Okay. All right. I was thinking maybe some kind of an orientation for new members, such as just a general overview. Does this committee meet monthly? How often does it meet? Do we have any recent financial reports that new members could take a look at? Things like that. If somebody wants to
get
an orientation. And I'm taking it that for this meeting, R. Paul, you are serving as a chair pro tem. Is that right?
Well, we would have to, let's make that the first. I'm the secretary, and I'm still here, so I have to chair it because I was told the PNB neglected to name a convener, and so for convenience, I'm starting it. We should probably have we should probably have an election for chair pro tem, which for the past two meetings has been pretty fast. I'm going to put that in. And let me tell folks, I usually use my landline. Verizon has destroyed my landline yet again, so I'm using a borrowed cell phone, and I have to do a lot of things with one hand. And so I may be a little slow on some of this stuff, slower than usual.
Just put your phone on a speaker. Put your phone on a speaker or set it down.
No. One, that would be terrible with this, and two, I wouldn't be able to hear it, and you would hate it. Speaker phones on these, and this is a cheapo. This is a it's either $5 or $15 cell phone, okay? So it is not great. I don't think it has an actual native speakerphone function. So you would like to put in orientation of the committee. Okay, why don't we put that there? All right, I've plugged that in somewhere. I'll read down all our suggestions in another minute or so and make a motion, and we'll deal with it that way. So are there any other suggestions for what people would like to have on the agenda for this particular meeting?
Yeah, this is Ken.
Nick. Okay, one
this
second. I just realized that.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Hold on one second. Boy, typing it all with one finger is no good. Ken, go ahead.
I'd like to discuss the convention of having the CFO approve budgets before the NFC approves them, because we've gotten none approved. I mean, so a discussion of protocol for approving budgets.
Ken, Mansoor's here. Ken, may I ask a favor?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Can we do this next week when we have more people present at this meeting? It's important to discuss this thing, but I'm just thinking let's have a fuller body to discuss and reach a better conclusion.
Okay, fine.
Let it be an orientation, and we're going to meet next week anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, with that out. Oh, gosh. Hold on a second. All right. What I have so far is introductions, elect chair pro tem, elect chair, elect secretary. Two of those will probably get bounced out. Orientation of committee, set next meeting date, and new business. Anybody have anything else to suggest for the agenda? Hearing none, I will make a... Yes, go ahead. Who's this?
Did you say introductions?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Can I ask people to say your name before you speak? Because that way we can keep track of what we're doing.
Yeah, that was
so Carol. I'm going to make the motion. Okay, who's this? I heard somebody. All right, I'm making a motion. I move that we adopt the following agenda. One second. Move that we adopt the following agenda. Introductions. What do we got? Introductions, 15 minutes. Elect chair pro tem, 5 minutes. Elect chair, 5 minutes. Elect secretary, 5 minutes. Orientation of committee, 10 minutes. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. New business, and adjourn no later than 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, that is
point of
that, that is. I'll read it again. Let me read it again. Ken, hold on a second. Let me read it again so everybody gets it. I'm moving that we adopt the following agenda. Introductions, 15 minutes. Elect chair pro tem, 5 minutes. Elect chair, 5 minutes. Elect secretary, 5 minutes. Orientation of committee, 10 minutes. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. New business, adjourn no later than 10 p.m. Eastern time. And, okay, Ken wanted something, and then Mansoor wanted to make an amendment, I know. Ken first. Go ahead.
I'd say the introduction should be a half hour. My amendment.
Okay, so that's an amendment. Okay, one second. Okay, so it's make the introductions 30 minutes. All right, that's an amendment that's on the floor. Is there any debate on that? I don't know. I kind of think it's a long time. There's 6 people on this call. I know we can all bloviate, but I thought 15 minutes was a long time to get for it. All right, is there any debate on this amendment to make the introductions 30 minutes?
I would stick with the 15 minutes. You're right.
All right, so there is objection.
Six people, 30 minutes? No.
Okay.
This is Carol.
Yes, a name?
Oh.
I can't hear you.
I said, this is Carol. I agree 15 minutes should be enough if we get to the vote.
Okay. All right. Since there is objection to the amendment, we will go to a vote on this. Hold on one second while I get that going. Okay, the amendment is to make, to change introductions from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. Ken Aaron, please answer yes, no,
yes,
or abstain when I call your name. Ken Aaron, yes. Sema Darwal, Nick Arena.
Yes.
Chris Corey, Joseph Davis, William Heerwagon, Tony Leon, P.K. McCary.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Okay. 3-4, 3 against. It fails. All right. Now, next we had... Mansoor, you wanted to make an amendment.
Sure, please. I would like to postpone election of officers to the next meeting that I'm proposing to be next Tuesday.
For the new folks especially, you'll hear me, since I'm having the chair, you will hear a pause after things like I'm making an amendment or motion. Because I have to type it in, and I have to put the phone down to do that. Let's see. All right. You want to? How about we make it that we remove the election of chair and secretary? We can just do it. Remove election of chair and secretary from the agenda. Because that's really all we're doing is setting the agenda here. All right.
That would be fine.
The amendment is to remove election of chair and secretary. Any debate on that? Okay, seeing none, is there any objection to removing election of chair and secretary from the agenda? Hearing none, passed without objection. Okay, so what we have at this point is introductions, 15 minutes, elect chair pro tem, 5 minutes, orientation of committee, 10 minutes, set next meeting date, 5 minutes, new business, adjourn no later than 10 o'clock Eastern. Is there any further debate on the motion to adopt the agenda as amended? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, it is adopted. There we go. All right, so the first thing we have here is introductions. All right, first thing we have is introductions. We can do this in one of a couple of ways. One way might be alphabetically, I suppose, at which point Ken Aaron goes first. So, Ken, introduce yourself.
Okay, Ken is just fine. From KPFK, I'm the treasurer. I'm just getting near the end. This is my third year in this current election cycle. And in the past, I was on the LSB and the PNB back in 2012. And that's it. And I'm fiscally conservative. I think we have to improve our practices, our business practices, and be more standard. And, well, that's about it. Oh, I have a background in computer science and engineering. Done.
Okay. Sam Agarwal, the CFO, isn't here. Next would be Nick Arena.
Thanks, Sarah Paul. Nick Arena, treasurer of the WPFW LSB here in Washington. I have 25 years of regional commercial banking experience as a relationship manager and credit person. In addition, I've been a CFO and a senior manager and board member of several not-for-profits and the D.C. area, as well as in Indiana and Ohio.
Okay.
Wow.
Next. All right. Chris Corey isn't here. Joseph Davis isn't here. William Heerwagon, not here. Tony Leon, not here. P.K. McCary.
Hello, everyone. I am P.K. McCary, and this is my second year on the board of KPFT, former programmer, but my business experience has to be that I was a corporate paralegal for 13 years. Along with that, I have been on major boards, including the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, as well as the Women of the ELCA, as a fiscal board member, as well as secretary to an international organization for 7.5 years doing interface work, a business that is now in 92 countries. And I am a fiscal moderate.
Okay. Next. Oh, by the way, For the PK, is that P period K period or just PK?
It can be P period K period if you want to. It stands for Perry Catherine, but most people just put PK.
Yes, for purposes of what I do minute, assuming I'll be doing the minute, well, I'll have to do minutes for this one. I just want to make sure I get your name right. Okay, then
yeah,
we've cleared that up.
PK okay. Period, yes.
That's fine. Thank you. And next is me. My name is R. Paul Martin, and I am the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer. I've been the WBAI local station board treasurer for quite a number of years now, and I've been at WBAI for more than 35 years as a producer. No, I've been there for more than 36 years as a producer. Oh, man, when you're losing track, it's bad. And I've been on this committee for quite a number of years. I've been involved with various gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender organizations in the past. I have mostly, however, for the past 36 years, mostly been dealing with WBAI and similar things. I was chief steward in the union at WBAI from 1997 till 2001, and I've been active in doing various things at WBAI. I've been on the LSB, the WBAI LSB, twice now, and you know, termed out, so I had a total of 6 years as a delegate, 12 years as a total delegate. And I've been in various organizations, all of them have terrible money troubles. All right, and I've been secretary of this committee for some years. Okay, that's it for me. Next, Mansoor.
Mansoor with KPFK, and that's it. I'm done.
Okay. And Carol Spooner.
Hi, I am the newly elected treasurer for KPFA LSB. I also just joined the KPFA LSB to replace someone who resigned. I previously, many years ago, served both on the PNB and the LSB, and from the year 2002 through 2005, and I've paid attention to Pacifica's finances really very closely over the intervening time, kind of as a kibitzer on the side. I know a lot of people who are involved. I've served on the board and as the treasurer for Free Speech Radio News for a number of years. Then, let's see, my professional background, I was an attorney. I am now retired. I worked for many years before I was an attorney as an administrative assistant. Was active here in the county where I live with a small nonprofit group, Health Watch for Sonoma County, which was working to try to maintain access to health care for low-income people. And I've been a KPFA supporter since the early to mid-1960s, so I'm getting on there. So I would say I'm fiscally conservative, too. I think we have to live within a budget, and we have to start taking some really dramatic steps for Pacifica to become financially sound again. And I think we need some financial reporting rules, such as monthly financial reports, and try to work on really monitoring and staying on top of our income and expenses so that it doesn't keep getting away from us every year we come up with a deficit. There are some items that maybe have to be deficit, like the WBAI rent, but there are a lot of things that don't, that are. So that's it for me for right now.
Okay. Let me ask, is there anyone else who's on the call who hasn't introduced themselves yet? Okay. Seeing none, we are past the introductions. The next thing is elect chair pro tem. Does anybody want to nominate anyone for chair pro tem?
I would like to nominate Art Paul for pro tem chair. Mansoor.
Okay. Second
that.
Are there any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Hearing none, is there any objection to me continuing as Chair Pro Tem for the rest of this meeting? Okay, without objection, then I will continue chairing this particular meeting. Next is orientation
of... Thank you,
Paul. Thank you. Next is orientation of committee. Hold on a second. Next is orientation of committee. And Carol, this is something you put in there. What is it you'd like somebody to announce about the committee and give people? What particular things should be hit upon?
For those of you who have been serving on this committee, could you tell those of us who have not how often this committee meets, what you usually cover? You might just kind of give us a quick flash on what you think the most pressing and urgent things the committee is trying to do right now, that sort of thing. So we're not
all
just
right.
coming in out of the... And also, if there are any documents we should have, you could tell us what those are.
Okay. I've been here a long time. What we'll do is I will start out, but I'm not going to hog this. So I will start out, and other people can chime in with whatever I forget and leave out. So the committee for a decade or so, has maybe more, has been meeting on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. This is generally how it goes, except, you know, sometimes, like, if it's some big holiday, we'll cancel the meeting. Or if we get into budget time, we will frequently make extra meetings. We'll meet sometimes weekly, sometimes twice, I think one time even three times in 1 week, because putting budgets together is very labor-intensive. So for budget time, it gets very meeting intensive. So basically that's why we're meeting on the 27th of February, because it's the fourth Tuesday. Other things we do, right now we are supposedly looking at all the budgets, but we've sort of stalled on that and we didn't get through them. I will note that last year this committee approved some budgets to the PNB, but no budgets, no FY17 budgets, as far as I know, were ever approved by the PNB, because it's complicated. I won't go into why the budget stuff can get so complicated, but it can, because it kind of has to loop around. You have to do the national office and the stations, and then it goes back and forth, and, you know, The money wheel has to keep turning. Other things we're doing, well, the PNB long ago mandated that any motion regarding money over a certain amount of money, I think it's $5,000, or anything that required financial advice had to be sent to the NFC, and we usually call this the NFC, has to be sent to the NFC to go over it and advise the PNB. This motion from the PNB has not always been observed by the PNB for the past couple of years. So it would probably be a good idea if we got the PNB to ask us to do stuff like that again, because this committee can meet more often. It's a smaller committee, and it has people who are really paying attention to the finances of the stations and Pacifica in general and stuff like that. And so it's it would probably be a good idea if the PNB took that up again and got into the habit of sending financial motions and recommendations and just asking advice from this committee. Let's see. And those are some of the major things, I suppose. And we usually have a, we usually do meet on our meeting dates, and we usually set the meeting dates going forward for a full year. So, in fact, I will suggest when we get the full committee here, which I expect we will next time, I will suggest that we do it actually for an actual year and do it into like February of 2019, so we don't have to, you know, set up meetings on an ad hoc basis as we've had to this year. All right, that's all I can think of to say right now. Anybody else want to add something to this? Okay, I think I hear somebody, but it's very faint. All right. The other people... who's this?
This is Carol. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Are there any draft budgets that the committee has that we could look at? I mean, those of us who haven't seen them yet. Are they...
Yes. Yeah, this is a part of the... this is a part of why it's good for people to get on to the mailing list, because we have it's a Yahoo mailing list, and there's a website, a Yahoo website, and up on the Yahoo website we have a lot of documents.
Okay.
There are those who really just prefer to only email all this stuff to everybody. And so while it will clog up your email, you will get these things. What I will do, I am making a note at this very moment to send the draft budgets to the committee. Okay, I will do that once I can get everybody onto the mailing list. As I think I said before, Carol, you're the only new person who's gotten onto the mailing list. And so I will make sure the other people... You're new too, but
okay.
Okay, let me look. Did you get on the mailing list yet? Let me look over here. Let me look. All right, you have not accepted your invitation to join the mailing list yet, however, PK. You please accept that, and you will be instantly on the mailing list. Carol's the only one who's accepted to get onto the mailing list.
Okay, I'll do that. I got an invitation.
Yes. Yes, I sent the invitation,
okay.
I guess it was last night, in the wee hours of this morning, depending on where
you
are.
Yeah, I saw a couple of things. I guess it was just that I was looking for my call-in, so I'll go back and read again.
Yeah, you'll get that. You know, just accept the invitation and bang, you're on there. And as an aside, I will... After this meeting, I will start removing the people who are no longer on the committee. And I explained that in an email, why we keep them on for one extra meeting. Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to... chime in for helping to orient new folks to this committee? Hearing none.
This is Ken. I'm not prepared to do it, but the best thing is, yeah, this is Ken.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Are you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. So the best thing to do is go by the bylaws, as it is detailed about the National Finance Committee, which I don't have in front of me, unfortunately. I could probably pull it up in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And And I would want to make a request on the Yahoo group that it would be tightened up a little bit, because it may be very familiar to people who use it all the time, but I don't think it's intuitive to navigate through it to find budgets and so forth. I think most of the documents that go up seem to be on a thread rather than in a repository. So that's just a request, if it's a way to tighten it up and make it more intuitive to where things are, like budgets are here, broken up by year and station or something like that. Every other financial document, like income statements or year-end statements, is in another folder. Something like that. I was going to pull up the... Here we go. The bylaws. I'm going to do that. Here he comes. And we want... There we go. And what we want is the Finance Committee. Okay, a Finance Committee shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly, and shall include as members, the chief financial officer, a director from each radio station, and the treasurers of each LSB. The chair of the Finance Committee shall be a director, who may be referred to as the board treasurer. However, the board treasurer shall not be an officer of the foundation. The foundation CFO shall be an employee of the foundation and shall not be the board treasurer. The board treasurer shall not represent him or herself to any party as an officer of the foundation, nor may he or she sign documents on behalf of the foundation requiring the signature of the chief financial officer, nor represent him or herself to have any authority to bind the foundation. So there you go. So the major duties of the Finance Committee are to approve the national budget, to review and recommend the annual budget for board approval. It doesn't say of all the LSBs, it just says the annual budget, and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly. So there you go. That's the mandate in the bylaws. It's from Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees. That's all.
Okay. Pardon me, I'm choking to death over here. Yes, I will note that in terms of doing the budgets, you can't get the national budget without having all the other budgets first. This is that loop I was mentioning before. When we get into it, people will see the way the sausage comes out of that. All right. Is there anybody else who wants to, who's been here a while, who wants to add to the orientation stuff we're talking about here? If there's no one else who wants to, we will move on to the next agenda item, which is set next meeting date. All right. Well, I see that the next meeting date has been put in for next Tuesday, which, as it turns out, is the first Tuesday of March, as opposed to the second Tuesday of March. So the committee can certainly set next Tuesday, but we'll have to figure out at that point in time when we will do it. Again, generally it's the second and fourth Tuesdays that the committee meets on. But right now, anybody want to make a motion to meet whenever? Is there a motion to meet at some point in the future? Anybody?
This is Spooner.
Hey, Carol, go ahead.
Maybe just for continuity and simplicity's sake, we should just keep it the second and fourth Tuesday and not meet next week. Is there so much pressing business? Is there pressing business that means we really should meet next Tuesday? Otherwise, I'm moving that we just stick with the second and fourth, and meet next meeting would be the 13th.
All right. Yes. So the motion is that the committee meet next on March 13th, 2018 at 8:30 and all of that. So that's the motion on the floor. Is there any debate on that motion? I'll say this. Given how this is working out so far, it might take us 2 weeks to get everybody to know they have to attend a meeting. So I will certainly vote for meeting on March 13th. Is there any other debate or anything on the motion to meet next on March 13th, 2018? Hearing none, is there any objection to meeting next on March 13th, 2018? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, next is new business.
I have a question, a point of information, Mr. Chair.
One second.
Have we been... I know you've been doing yeoman's work being secretary and chair. Have you been documenting the minutes?
What do you mean documenting
the minutes?
The minutes
put up in the Yahoo group.
Oh, yes, I did. Since we don't have... Since people are feeling very tentative here, I didn't want to bring it up as an agenda item. If you feel we should try it here, you can make...
I just wanted to know if they were being
maintained. You can move anything on a new business.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I talked over you. Go ahead, Ken.
I just want to make sure they're being maintained and posted up, on, at least in the Yahoo group.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
They're posted in Yahoo, and the approved minutes are also appended to the meeting notices up on kpftx.org. There are some places where there aren't, because it's a quirk of kpftx.org, or a feature, as Microsoft would put it, that the person who puts up the notice, they're the only ones who can put stuff up there. And so sometimes other people do that, and I can't always get them to then put the minutes up there. So what I have to do, I have a few sets of minutes that I have to appeal to Otis to post for me into those particular ones. But you can see them. You can see the minutes of this meeting on kpftx.org and on the Yahoo group. I'll also point out that on my website, I throw up copies of the public session minutes. The public session minutes are on my website. They're on KPFTX. The Yahoo group, of course, also contains the confidential executive session minutes, and they are marked out as executive session. At least they have been when I've been treasurer, have been secretary. And so if anybody wants to quote anything, make sure it doesn't say exec at the end of that file name. All right, so there is that. Is there any other new business? If there is no other new business, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Just want to stop and let you know that Joseph Davis joined the call.
Oh, who's this?
Joseph Davis. I was in a meeting with the new ED, and we just got back from that.
Oh, okay. So you're here. Well, thank you. And okay.
I guess we're rolled about all
call.
I made.
Say again?
I guess all I made was about was at least presence anyway.
Okay, I didn't quite catch that, but okay.
Paul, motion to adjourn.
Okay. Who's that? Nick Arena? Okay, Nick Arena has made a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. We are adjourned. Thank you all, and I hope we'll see everyone on March 13th. Good night.